Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, it's August 5, Monday, and today I would like to reflect on global agricultural production conditions. The reason is that while we are a relatively small country in the southern tip of Africa, we are pretty much an important player when it comes to global agricultural production, and even in terms of the exports. I mean, if you think about the world agricultural exporters, we are the only African country that is within the top 40 agricultural exporters, sitting nicely at number 42 as of 2023. And yes, there are a range of other countries that do better than us, the US, South America, and the likes. But there are certain value chains where we are even part of the top 5, part of the top 10. So paying attention to what happens in the world is important because in a way it does influence the demand for the products that we produce in South Africa, but ultimately also the prices for the products in the world and domestically and the consumers. So we have to keep an eye on to what's happening in the world. And today I want to focus primarily on global grains and oilseeds production conditions. We could discuss other crops in other following segments of this podcast. And at the moment, the global grains and oilseeds prices have moderated substantively over the past few months. We all remember the difficulties of elevated food prices that were primarily driven by higher grains and oilseeds prices over the past few months, especially during 2021, 2022, and somewhere until the mid-2023 when we started to see a significant moderation on prices. There were a number of factors at that time. In 2021, we were still grappling with lower supplies, having endured drought in South America. And South America is an important player and producer of grains as well as oilseeds. So when they struggled with El Nino, with La Nina droughts there, that led to poor harvest and that pushed up global prices. The other aspect globally that was an issue was China buying a lot of grains in years leading up to COVID-19, and that had already set a base for this upward pressure on global prices. So as South America's drought bites, China is also continuing to buy a lot of grain, and those were some of the two factors. And of course, during COVID period, there were supply chain challenges. There were many countries that placed temporary ban on exports. If you think about the likes of India, Vietnam, and the likes, they all had put all of these temporary bans because they really didn't know what would happen in the world market, and they wanted to secure some bit of supplies for their domestic consumers. But all of those was temporary, and after some time, it was removed. But as those removal of the exports ban were happening, Russia invaded Ukraine, and that was a major disruption in the global grain prices. So those were all of the factors that shaped the world that we are operating in and the prices. But thankfully today, if you look at the FAO's Global Food Price Index, this is an index that measures the monthly change in agricultural prices. It is down 25% from the peak it reached in March 2022, which is when Russia had just invaded Ukraine. So that shows again yet that moderation in global prices from those significantly higher levels that we experienced at the time. But I think the question that is on people's mind at the moment is to say, yes, we hear you, but what are the production conditions looking like in the world? And what can we expect then in terms of prices? The new data that we have from the International Grains Council and indeed from the USDA is for the 2024-25 production season. This is a season that in Southern Hemisphere will only start in October, but countries in the Northern Hemisphere have already started during their summer production season. And on that, the overall production of global grains and oilseeds is sitting comfortably on those International Grains Council figures at about 2.3 billion tons. It's up mildly from what was produced in the previous season. That's what they have, and that's what they have put out there in the world. The stocks are also healthy at around about 582 million tons, although having declined somewhat. But that encompasses all major grains and all major oilseeds. But if we were to dissect then to say Let's take a few of those grains and look at them and see what's happening and what can we expect. If you start, for example, with the global rice production. Global rice production is expected to be up 1%, and the International Grains Council is estimating it at about 528 million tons. That's for the 2024-25 production season. This is based, of course, on expected improvement in crop in India, Thailand, Vietnam, the US, China, Pakistan, Indonesia, Bangladesh, and the Philippines. They are all expected to have a better rice production conditions and, of course, then boost those supplies. And in terms of then that production increasing in a 2024-25, the stocks are also expected to increase by 1% to around about 175 million tons. This all means then that the continuous decline in rice prices or moderation in rice prices is something that we can expect to persist because there's a lot of rice in the world. The other welcome development is on soybeans. The 2024-25 global soybean production is estimated at a record 415 million tons. This is up 6% from the previous season. And of course, yes, the International Grains Council estimates a bigger crop out of South America, Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, and even in India and in the US, those were the crop. But of course, the dilemma of this is because South America hasn't planted. And there are still fears of a La Nina. La Nina brings good rains in Southern Africa and here in South Africa, but it can lead to drier conditions in South America. So we have to pay attention on what will happen in South America's crop. Because this, we can view it as tentative, given those difficulties. But if it does materialize, then soybean stocks may be up by 16% year on year to about 79 million tons, which would lead to a decline in soybean prices, very good for the animal feed industry that uses the soybeans. In terms of some of the major food crops like wheat, though, the production condition is expected to be down mildly on a year-on-year basis in the 2024-25 season. The crop is estimated at 793 million tons. But if you look at this and you compare it with the long-term average, we're still having a pretty much good crop. I mean, it's coming down from a record of about 804 million tons that was produced. But if you're still sitting with about 793 million tons, that's a pretty good wheat crop. The reason there's a decline is because it's been wet in parts of the EU, UK, Ukraine and Russia, and that negatively affected the production conditions. There are expected poor yields in some of those regions. But still, you take that, you look at the global consumption, I think consumption will increase, and that will lead to a 3% decline in stocks to about 261 million tons. So yes, even if you take those stocks and you compare them with the long-term average, we're still sitting comfortably well. In terms of maize production may be down by 0.2% from a previous season. And the 2024-25 global production maize estimate is 1.2 billion tons. There's a slight decline that is expected in the US, in Argentina, Ukraine, Russia. Those are some of the countries that the International Grains Council thinks that the crop may decline. And subsequently, then, we may see a 2% year-on-year decline in stocks to about 281 million tons. And I think the same applies here, because if you take a long-term production and you compare with this, we're still well above the average. And these numbers that I've read out now are from the International Grains Council. But the United States Department of Agriculture, in its monthly report, which we call WASDE, the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates Report, it pretty much paints a similar picture. And my reading on this is that we may see a moderating path on food prices. There are still risks given that South America hasn't planted in Southern Hemisphere in general, because and then there's a La Nina on the horizon. So it's something that we are all watching. But if you were to leave aside all of those things and look at South Africa and say, sure, but in terms of imports, what do you South Africa import? As South Africa, we import about 1 million tons of rice each year, and we import about 1.5 million tons of wheat each year. Now, given that the rice production conditions in the world are expected to be pretty much solid and comfortable, then I think we can gain comfort on that there's a good global rice production that is expected. And as South Africa, in terms of imports, that's a positive for us. On wheat, yes, down slightly from the previous season, but what's expected is still a good wheat crop. So good for us as South Africa. So regardless of what happens with the data that we are looking at, we think that importing countries like South Africa are sitting in a better place of commodities that may be moderating. And of course, we will be watching the currency because it gets to be another factor that influences this. But all else being equal, it looks like we may end up with yet another excellent global grain production season in 2024-25. A lot more to unfold in the coming months, and we will for sure explain and discuss and reflect on all of these in this podcast. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. Read more about what we write. The link for my blog is in the description of this podcast. Follow me on socials, Wandile Sihlobo, and follow our podcast, Mkokeli Podcast, on all socials. Thank you so very much for listening.